2 and 1.
Three best friends, Jennifer, Randy, and Jess, went to go on a vacation. They thought it was an awesome idea at the time, but they were wrong.
What was that noise? Maybe I should pull over.
No, goodness, Jennifer, don't worry about it. Just keep going.
Just pull over and check it out because something might be wrong.
What the heck is that?
Is that what I think it is?
Well, it looks like barbed wire.
What? How did it get there?
If we knew the answer to that, we would have drove around it now, wouldn't we?
I saw a gas station a few miles back. I'll go and see if somebody will help us.
I'll stay here in case somebody drives past.
I'll stay with Randy.
Jess, come with me because I don't want to go by myself.
Randy, will you be okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. And if somebody tries to mess with me, I'll tear them up.
The girls went on their way thinking everything was normal until...
Oh my gosh, Jess, that was Randy. We have to go back now.
No, it wasn't. Just keep walking.
Jess, yes it was. I know her scream. I'm going back. You can keep walking if you want to.
Fine, I'll keep walking. And when you get back there and she's still in the car, don't say anything.
Whatever.
So Jen and Jess go their separate ways. And while Jennifer's walking, she's talking to herself.
Ew, I'm going to be so mad if she's okay. No, wait. What am I saying? I hope she's all right.
Well, Jennifer finally gets back to the car to check on Randy, but she was nowhere to be found.
As if my day wasn't bad enough already. Now my best friend is missing. I should go find Jess and tell her.
Jennifer was walking away from the car. About 15 minutes later, Jen finds Jess, but she isn't in the best shape.
Jess, oh my gosh.
Jess was laying on the side of the road unconscious with a black eye. Jennifer nudged her a couple of times and then saw her eyes were opening.
Whoa, what happened? Where are we?
I don't know what happened, but when I came back, you were just laying there.
Well, all I remember is some really tall dude coming up behind me.
Oh, well, at least you're, kind of okay. Jess, I can't find Randy anywhere.
She's probably just messing with us. You know how she is.
The girls started walking away. They hear thunder. Then, strangely, they heard a horn.
What is that noise?
Maybe it's Randy. You know, trying to let us know where she is. We should follow it.
Yeah, we don't have anything else to lose.
Our lives.
The girls ended up following the noise. It led them to a deserted house. On the porch, they found Randy's favorite ring.
Jess, is this Randy's ring? And she never takes it off for anything.
We should get out of here. I don't even know her that well anyways.
I'm going in, so just come on.
Well, if we get hurt, I'm blaming you.
They started walking down the nearly empty hallway entrance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shut up. We're in a big old crusty house. My best friend is missing and you're not making any better. Hold on. Who's singing?
It sounds like Randy.
I heard it and I'm not even trying to follow it.
Jess, it sounds like Randy. Come on.
Fine. It sounds like it's coming from upstairs. We should go check it out.
Jess, I found the room.
Hello, girls. Would you like to join my party?
What are you talking about?
Come on, Randy. We're going to home.
But I am home. My friend brought me here. He was nice enough to give me a pill for my headache. It tasted funny, but it worked. Then he tried some kind of trick. I don't think he knew what he was doing. I feel a little different, like I want to kill something or someone.
Randy looked at Jennifer and Jess and started to smile. They both ran for the door, but it slammed shut.
How about you two being my volunteers?